Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715
815. And Joe at RTE.ie. Jim McGurk, it's Postman Pat, postbox full. What has happened?
Postman Pat, exactly. Yeah. Well, I went out to post some cards. I have a postbox just outside my house, Joe, here in Rathfarnham.
Okay.
On Ballytor Road, and I went out, done my cards, I loaded them on Sunday night, went out Monday morning, and the postbox was full. Right up to the brim, right up to the mouth of the postbox.
And was there letters coming out of the mouth?
Right up to the mouth, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, normally we have a collection every day around between 5:30 and 6:30. So I put the stuff into the box, assuming it'd be collected Monday evening.
Yeah, but hang on, Jim. You said the postbox was full to the point that there was letters.
So I put my hand in and pushed the post down.
Oh, did you? Okay. You're hoping your ones will fall down and the other ones would stay on top.
And then, because they were coming out, so I went out later on Monday evening to check.
Yeah.
And there was about 12, 13 letters and cards on the ground.
The postbox had vomited them out.
Oh, exactly. So I took them up and I noticed one of them was Melbourne in Australia.
Yeah.
So I got them and put them back in again.
Okay.
And I rang on post yesterday morning. Okay. I rang Churchtown yesterday morning.
Yes.
Oh, yesterday morning was the same position. Yeah. So I went rang Churchtown, the local sorting office, and I waited 10 minutes on and off, ringing, no answer. So I decided to ring the GPO,
yeah.
And after again holding and gone on the press this, press that, the usual, the loop, I got a girl to answer, and she listened to the tone, and she said, I'll transfer you to a mail section.
Mm-hmm.
So then I held down for another couple of minutes, and yeah. I was transferred to this other person, who said, oh, that shouldn't have, can you hold? So she put me on a mobile phone, apparently, someone on a mobile phone,
yeah.
Said they would get it sorted.
Okay, so to speak, so, yeah.
In the meantime, I was heading out yesterday and I saw a local postman and I stopped him and I said it to him. And he said, oh, I'll mention that to them when I get back. So last night...
Well, can you see the postbox now, Jim?
Oh, yeah, I can see the postbox now, yeah.
Are you on a mobile or are you on a landline?
I'm on a landline at the moment.
So you can't walk out to the postbox?
I did get a picture of it now. Okay. I did get a picture.
Is it still stuffed?
He asked me to get a picture.
We'll tweet the picture once we get it. Now,
I have a picture, and a lady came along and she said, is that still bunged up?
Yeah.
And I said, she said, I came yesterday, and she said, I'm not putting my post in that box.
Well, that's the logical thing to do. But is it fair to say, Jim, and it is a crime, is it fair to say now that if I asked you to put down the phone and you walked out and put your hand into the mouth...
Yes, and I could take a dozen, or I could take 20 letters out of it, at least.
Oh, wow.
And there's...
Surely it was obvious to the people who put in those 20 letters that the post box was full.
Yeah, well, now, some have... this lady spoke to me just there 5-10 minutes ago when I went out to take the picture. And she said, oh, yes, she said, yesterday I pushed down the post as best I could, the same as I had done. But now it's back up again to... And I did take... I pushed it down again. I took a picture of letters literally ready to fall out onto the ground from the post box. So I put my hand in again and pushed them down again inside. So presumably...
Mm-hmm.
Box hasn't been emptied since last Friday evening.
Yeah, but I'm baffled that people arrive, because there's plenty of post boxes, isn't there? That people
because we're in a sort of a
some people are maybe
elderly people in the
mobile
area.
Yeah,
they
they
wouldn't be going down maybe to even if they're driving.
But I still would have thought that if I arrived up to a post box that was stuffed.
That was
vomiting letters.
Yeah.
I wouldn't risk it to put my 30 postcards or Christmas cards in.
Well, Joe, yes and no. I mean, depending, if you arrived at 4 o'clock in the afternoon to do that and you knew the post collection van was going to come in the hour and a half.
Okay.
Which it normally does, you know.
So
it's collected every evening at around between 5:30 and 6 or thereabouts, 6:30 maximum. But for some reason, it hasn't been collected the past year. Now, in fairness, I've pushed it down, so people might have just shoved it.
Yeah, but we've had a postal delivery Which is great, last Saturday. I think there's a postal delivery this coming Saturday, which is great.
Yeah, delivery, all right, yeah. But I'm talking about the collection.
Okay.
Well, we had our delivery, and delivery has been fine.
I don't know, who would you write to in on post?
I didn't write to, I rang.
Well, it is on post, they like you writing to them.
Sorry?
It is on post, they like
well,
you.
Well, by the time I'd write to them, Joe, and put them in that letterbox, when would they get there?
You'd write a letter, but you can't post it to them on post. Because the post box is bust.
The most expedient thing to do was ring them.
Okay.
I rang Churchtown, which is the local sorting office.
Jim, have you got one of Derek Mooney's Nest Watch cameras? Do you ever see them when Derek does it when he's...
No, I haven't.
Have you, will you train it on that post box? It's now 16 minutes past two on the 18th of December, 2019. We will see, will you let us know? Keep your eagle eye out and stick to
it.
You're not under any circumstance to take any post out of the box. You just stick to the letter of the law, do you hear me? And don't stamp on anything. Just stay there and don't be enveloped by anger or... Okay.
People are putting, as I said, now the serious thing is opportunists are around and, you know...
Okay. Now, come here. Would you do one thing for me?
What do you want me to do?
Have you a pen and paper? Just write a sign, post box full, not...
I did that yesterday morning, Joe.
Oh, good man. Now, you're ahead of me, Jim.
I did that yesterday morning.
You're ahead of me.
It was gone by the afternoon.
Oh, was it?
Someone
collected it.
Any names, but I did speak to the postman yesterday morning, so I don't know. When I was going,
I'm sure he was fine.
Sheet, and I got a sticker, and I fixed it onto covering the mouth of the post box. This box is full; has no collection yesterday, and I done that on yesterday, referring to Monday. And when I came back yesterday afternoon, that paper was gone, and it wasn't on the ground, so it's obviously been taken away or something.
Okay, Jim, will you keep an eagle eye and keep us posted? Okay, that's Jim McGurk in Dublin 14.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Now let's go back to the overstuffed post boxes. Caroline Monaghan, Caroline.
Yes.
You come to make a confession.
Yeah. Well, it's just. I hadn't finished my post on Friday evening.
Caroline, you don't want me to give out your full name?
No, I don't want to know. Carol will do, yeah.
And I know why.
Yeah.
Off you go.
I had all my post ready on Friday evening, but I was late, so I kept it at the weekend. And then I thought, can't put it into the boxes at the weekend, it could be stolen, because they'd be sure to be full. So I waited till Monday morning.
Okay.
So I went up to the first one, which is outside a shop. Packed up to the top it was.
Stuffed.
So I thought, well, I can go a little bit further.
Okay.
Up to another, where there's shops and things, and and a post office. And there's three post boxes outside that door. And I went to them, and the whole three of them were packed right up to the top.
Jam, stuffed, so, full.
Absolutely. I reached in my hand to every one of them.
Bloating.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I decided I'd go back down to the other one. Maybe it was a little bit less.
This is the first one.
I went back down to the first one.
Yes.
And then I said, to hell with this. I can't keep these hanging around.
Yeah.
So I put in my hand and just removed a nice little bundle of somebody else's letters, shoved in my own so they'd be nice and safe down at the bottom, and then I put back the other people's letters. But then I came home and I was feeling guilty. I thought, my God, if anyone saw me doing that, they'd think I was stealing.
And did you check over your shoulder before you committed the crime?
I didn't, but when I had it done, I did. All right.
I thought,
I'd better ring on post and tell them and give my name even. And so I did. I rang them. But, of course, it took me half an hour or an hour. It finished up, but I stuck with it.
And, well, you were afraid of your face appearing on a wanted poster.
People in the shop, someone might have seen me outside and think we'll know that one again. Yeah.
Did you check for CCTV?
No, but what I did was I got out the business post to see was it that paper. I saw the big article about the post office and
an interview with David McRedmond. He's great. Yeah, another interview. He was on with Richard a few weeks ago. David McRedmond. Yeah, he's the new
MD.
And
I thought, well, he's not such a great guy if he's not able to manage the collections. There must be short.
He doesn't do it himself now.
Yeah, he should have gone out and done it. And it was Christmas.
Now, Caroline, is this your the first crime you've committed?
Yeah, Cheers, yeah. But I think I'd be forgiven because I didn't take them away with me. I did shove them back in.
But it is a crime to interfere with the post.
No, it is, but if it's floating out at you and refusing to take yours.
And do you reckon, have you any indication from the people that you were sending your Christmas cards to that they arrived safely?
No, I hadn't. You see, I'll hear from one. I was bothered about one, all right, because I had a check into it, you know. Small check for as a present for someone.
Oh, fair play.
But I'll hear from them.
Okay.
But I wasn't worried about that much, so much as, because they were mostly cards. It was the idea that I couldn't post it.
And, Caroline, when they're doing the reconstruction on Crime Call of what you did...
Oh, yeah, I'll tell
you. What actress would you like to play? What actress would you like to...
The poor old lady who had to walk in... it wasn't raining, I think, to dry that day.
So who are we looking at? Judi Dench or somebody like that?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she'd play you?
She would, yeah. I would hope, yeah.
And, by the way, when you rang on post...
Well, one fella that I was talking to didn't seem to know he was even working in Unpost, so I'd ignore him. But the one finally put me through.
What do you mean? He didn't seem to know.
Well, at the same time, you're working for Unpost.
Yeah.
So surely, be to God, you will know. Somebody must have a telephone list there where if you wanted to ring head office or if you wanted to ring engineers, surely, be to God, you have something like that. And he said, well, I don't see them or something. But and I just said, oh, goodbye. And finally, I got back to a woman that I'd spoken to before that. And, of course, women are always better anyway. Mm-hmm. And she did put me through to a man. She said, I'll put you through to the men, the supervisors.
And did you confess?
I don't know whether I... I suppose I did tell him what I had done, yeah. Because that's what I was really bothered about.
I know you were. And did you sleep that night?
I did, yes. I forgot about it later on. And I just remembered, oh, God, I have two more cards to write.
And are you of a religious persuasion?
No, I'm a Catholic, but social Catholic, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking, by the way, I'm looking, I'll retweet this now, I'm looking at a photograph of Jim's postbox. And it is, the letters are, you just walk up and take them out. There's
you
so
can,
many.
Yeah, take them all out, a nice little bundle to put in your own underneath.
Now, we're not advocating this.
No. No, we'd hope now that on.
So who did? So do you want to compose your apology
for taking out and putting back and all that?
Yes.
No, but I'd like an apology from Unpost. After all, we pay for it. What we get, to service. Yeah.
Now you've admitted your crime publicly.
Yeah.
You won't be in prison for Christmas.
No, I'll have to appeal to Mr. Harris to let it go this time. And that next year will be better.
Okay. How many cards did you post?
I posted about 17.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, next year I'll be doing less and less. I'm getting older and older and then people are dropping away if I'm
and
not
And what are you doing on Christmas Day?
I'll be going to with an older sister than me and we'll be going to her daughter.
Oh,
we'll
magic.
Have the dinner there. Great. And eventually, I'll go back to my own place. I like my own
company. Ah, everyone does on Christmas night. And would you have a little glassine
of
sherry?
Of course, because her husband is a very good man and he'll drive us home. He doesn't take a drink at all on Christmas Day. So we can hang on to him. Oh, we will.
Hang on to him.
He's a lovely man.
Get him to deliver your letters as well.
Yeah.
And Caroline, where are you? You're in Dublin, but where are you from originally?
Clare, of course.
Clare. And what brought you to Dublin?
Well, his family sort of talked me into it, that I was getting older and older and it'd be better to be near them all.
Oh, you've lived in Clare until recently?
Yeah.
Oh, have
about
you?
9 years ago. I can't remember how many years now.
And don't give me your age, but what age group were you when you came to Dublin?
I was late 60s, I suppose.
But I thought people when in their late 60s would move to Clare.
Well, yeah, well, most sensible people do. Well, every now and then I get very regretful and blame everyone for my coming up here. And I didn't decide it. So they give me the deaf ear now.
Oh, do they? Okay, they know you. And how are you getting on in Dublin?
It's grand, you know, but I mean, it's awful hard work. That's the one thing that I don't like about Dublin.
Well, it's hard
Everything
work.
Everything is hard work. Even if you get posts in your bloody letters, it's hard work.
Yeah, that's a very good description. Just living in a city
like
Dublin.
Living in dinner, getting to a shop, you have trouble parking, you have trouble getting there, you have trouble
No wonder you've been driven to crime, Caroline.
Crime, yeah. But I did see the top letter that that what, came out.
Did you look? Yeah, tell me what was written on it.
Australia. I just saw the word Australia. Oh,
good
luck.
Oh
my God!
Well, you panicked.
I get the letter
and shoved it back in again.
I shoved it back in. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Joe.
I won't. I'll never give out your second name. They could arrest me.
Okay, all right.
I'll plead the fifth. I'll take a vow of silence, Carol.
Okay.
I can see your name and address here, but your name and address is safe with me.
All right, Joe.
Okay, honey.
Okay, thanks, Carol.
Have a very happy Christmas, Caroline.
And you too.
To you and your who'd you say, your older sister?
And all the families, yeah.
Okay, well done. Okay.
Thanks, Joe.
And will the family recognise the voice of Ireland's most notorious criminal?
Listen, Paul, will recognise my bloody accent.
Once they don't shop you.
I never knew I had an accent until I came to Dublin.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah, okay, Joe.
Okay.
God bless.
A happy Christmas. Bye-bye. Where is James Dow? James, good afternoon. Back to One Post.
Joe, how are you?
Good.
I posted some Christmas cards there about 20 minutes ago on the Clansula Road here in Blanchardstown.
And you didn't follow this?
No, the post box wasn't full.
Okay.
But what I did was I found a set of keys in the post box belonging to the postman.
What did you? Now, what do you mean
Post box. It's a green post box.
Yeah,
and the
keys are in the keyhole.
So it's a bunch of keys that were in the keyhole of the post box.
They're very important, yeah.
So what I've done is I've handed them to the house beside the post box.
Oh, very good.
Now, unfortunately, I didn't take the number of the hall door. But
okay, it's a post box. Where is it? Consilla Road there?
Consilla Road, yeah, just up from Blanchardstown.
Okay, near the fire. Is it near the fire station?
It's just before the fire station.
Okay, just so One Post can find it. But you've handed in the... I thought for a second you were telling me you were posting letters and your keys, which has happened,
accidentally
dropped into the post box. And what
it's
my fault. You're very clear. So first, fair play to you. You knocked on the nearest house and said, listen, will you watch out for the postman?
Postwoman,
and they're busy enough. Flying around, and they're working really hard at the moment, so fingers crossed, so
yeah,
to speak.
And the reason I'm ringing you is because if people are complaining about postboxes being full, if this postman can't find his keys, it'll fill up fairly quick and they won't be able to empty it.
Okay, well, we know where they
no
are
problem.
Now. Okay, thanks indeed,
no
James.
No problem at all, Joe.
James Dowd.